weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Live at 8:34 on WMUN, George Foley's radio voice will be shown off in just moments. George, come on, you're laughing. You know you have a great voice for radio. Come on.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
We're glad that you're here, and Jason Haney is in, too, from Echo Rehab, and I guess there's a consortium coming together with some great stuff for kids. City of Muncie Parks Department putting something together, and maybe this has been done once before. I think there was some more mentoring in the past, George.
Yeah, this is our fourth year of our intern and mentor program. So we're
tell us how this one's going to work and how Echo is involved with it, would you?
Yeah, so this summer we are hiring 180 youth between the ages of 12 to 16. We'll be doing some mentor for the 12 and 13-year-olds, and then the youth that are 14 and 16, they'll be working at various sites. We're partnering with the YWCA, Second Harvest, just to name a few. And we've also partnered today with Jason Haney, Eco Rehab. He and I had talked, and we had some kids who wanted to learn skilled trade. And so our parks are in need of park benches and picnic tables. And so reached out to Jason. He jumped right in, was excited about helping. So our high school youth will be helping through his business. He'll be teaching them how to build picnic tables.
That's fantastic. Jason, thanks for allowing the kids to learn in that way. That's pretty cool stuff.
We're thrilled to be a part of this program. Eco Rehab has been around for 14 years as a Ball State immersive learning course is how we got our start. So education has always been at the forefront of what we do. And the last few years, we've run a program called STEP, Skilled Trades Education Program, which is now part of a youth build, many other organizations in town. And we take those youth, 16 to 24, and help teach them construction skills and get a job out in the real world. So this is right up our alley.
So when they construct these products, do they do it, I assume, at a park where they're going to end up staying, or do they do it at a centralized location and then you just truck them where they're going to go? How's that going to work?
Yeah, we actually have our own facility that we're calling The Yard, the former McCarty Lumber in the Old West End.
I don't know where that is, yeah.
Yeah, and we partner with Ball State College of Architecture and Planning. They have an off-campus woodworking shop there. So it was a great spot for the students to come and safely work under supervision, cutting the wood and the boards and stuff to make the picnic tables. And we'll assemble them at the yard, and then we'll take them out to the parks.
Cool. Jason Haney talking there from Eco Rehab. I believe I had a short E sound. Echo is it? Don't say that, Steve. Come on, get it right.
We get it both ways. That's
no,
all right.
I'm a word guy. Ask my wife, Nancy. I want to say it right. George, about that program, how do the youth get involved? I mean, do they go to their school counselor? Do they call the city? How does that work?
Yeah, the process, we start in about March. We put out a link, which is online through City of Muncie, which was through our Facebook page, through Muncie Parks. And we shared it in the schools, in the city and in the county. And so what we do is the youth apply. It's just like a work. They come in. They get in. Every kid gets interviewed. The ones who are hired, they open an account at Thrive Credit Union, which we have a great partnership with them. So they learn financial literacy. And so we do direct deposits through their accounts, which we also partner with the NAACP Muncie branch, who is the fiscal agent. And so the kids, they learn how to be involved in the work world at a young age, at 12 years old, how to interview, how to work, and then how to manage and work with their money.
So they're learning a trade. They're using their hands and their brains, their minds, their bodies. They're earning a little cash. It's going directly into the bank account, the Thrive thing, so they can learn about building a nest egg and so on and so forth. This is a win-win for everybody, isn't it?
We love it.
Yeah, it really is. And I think it's such a great idea, George and his team had at Muncie Parks to do this, because I was with Habitat for years and now with Eco, and there's just something powerful you see come over people, that self-confidence that comes with actually constructing something, and that's going to be useful and part of our community and using our parks.
I call myself a big idea guy. I'd like to think for next year, okay? I'm not going to take away from this great program, and you keep doing it, like, you know, next spring or early summer or whatever, but I've got a great idea, and this comes from personal experience. This past weekend, I made a dumb decision to do my own mulching at my house. How about we get some of those kids, even more of those kids, to learn some more physical trade, earn some money, whatever. You're nodding. You like it.
I love it.
It's a good idea.
I love it.
Saves my back. Everybody wins.
It does.
That's great. I love that you're thinking about that kind of stuff. George Foley from City of Muncie Parks Department, the programs that you manage or in charge of, you've always done a good job with summertime stuff. And we want to keep the kids busy, active, outdoors safely if possible and all that. You got a lot of plans. Let's run through some of those now.
Yeah, we're excited about this year, Steve, because when I first started this position, we were under COVID. So we were very limited what we could do in programs. So this is our full year where we're doing program just full blast. So this year we'll be doing a baseball camp for co-ed baseball camp, and we'll be doing it at Gainbridge, which is our new baseball field at McCullough Park.
So nice.
So we're doing a week camp. We're partnering with the Barn Academy and Tom Terrell to do a camp for youth there. We're going to be doing softball also this summer, softball camp for youth at Gainbridge. So giving those youth the opportunity to use that field, which was requested from COP. Cal Ripken.
I was there that day. I just saw him on TV the other day. He was at the Preakness on TV, the horse race. Yeah. And he's sitting in the front row, and I thought, he was in Muncie not that long ago doing this. You also said there's basketball and, pickleball.
Pickleball. We're planning to do a pickleball tournament later this summer. We're waiting for the construction to be done at Haltzman Village, where we're having three pickleball courts done there. And so we would like to collaborate with the Y, use their facility, use Haltzman Village, and use Cohen Park, and do a pickleball tournament. And then do some instructionals on pickleball, because a lot of people don't know the sport and they want to learn it. And we've been getting a lot of requests.
George Foley is a semi-pro pickleball player. I didn't know if I was supposed to disclose that. Jason Haney from Eco Rehab, do you know how to play pickleball?
I'm keeping my amateur status, Steve.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Gotcha. Yeah. Fair enough. I'm pretty good at cornhole. I don't know if I could go with those guys that have the logos all over their shirts that get on cable TV and stuff. How about a cornhole sometime? That would be big.
That'd be fun.
I'm giving George more to do. Or horseshoe competition. Horseshoes are good, too. Absolutely.
Hey, Steve, if I could, we do have one more program I'm excited about. We've partnered with the NFL and 3rd and 11, which is run by Brandon Hayes, and we're doing NFL flag football at Ball Park this summer for kindergarten and sixth grade. And so this league is free. It's for a month. And each kid that sign up, they get a free T-shirt, shorts, and a pair of socks with whichever NFL team they play for.
Wow.
So sign up has been great for that. We'll be starting that in June.
That's just for kids. I can't sign up.
You're a little bit.
I'm a little big. Yeah, you go. Yeah. I'm a little too big, that's for sure. The kid size T-shirts wouldn't fit on the radio, buddy. How do they sign up and find out about all of these programs and more, George?
Yeah, they can go to our website, which is City of Muncie, and then go to Parks Department, click on our link, and there's a registration for everything on there. And we're also doing adult softball league this summer at Gainbridge. So everybody can go to that. They can go to our Facebook page. We post a lot on our Facebook page, and we just want people to sign up. We just want the youth and adults to use the parks, which that's what we did at a young age. And we would like sports to kind of start at the parks and then move into the schools as they get older, and then travel league if they need to.
Absolutely. Great. Last word, Jason Haney from Eco Rehab, about your help with this program that you're associated with before we wrap up today.
Our STEP program?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taking applications currently. Individuals are 16 to 24. Not ideally, but for our program, they don't have a high school diploma.
Okay.
We will help you earn that diploma through our partnerships at Muncie Area Career Center, Ivy Tech, Ball State, Eastern Indiana Works, Schaefer Leadership Academy. There's a number of groups involved in this, but they get leadership training. They get a chance to earn their diploma. construction certification and field experience all wrapped up, and it's a paid experience. Lasts about 6 months.
Great stuff. George, last words to you.
Yeah, what I like to say is I like to end on a different note if I could.
Sure, of course.
We had something tragically happen to a youth that's been involved in a lot of programming that I've been involved in. So I want to send my hearts and prayers out to the Garrett family and let them know that myself and the city, they're in our prayers, and we're here for them when they need us.
Thanks for saying that, George. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for the work that you're both doing together. We got good things going on. We got a lot of positive things to be happy about, mindful of reality that you just mentioned too. But let's drive together in a positive way. City of Muncie's got a lot of cool things going on, and you guys are helping a lot. Thanks for doing that.
And thank you for giving us the platform, Steve. Every time I call you, you kind of let us come on and help advertise things that we're doing in the city of Muncie, you know, just in our parks and all over.
Appreciate never a you. Doubt. Never a doubt. Keep up the good work. We'll continue with more Delaware County Today in just a moment on WMUN.